Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Ask, seek, knock. Today we're going to consider some verses from Luke chapter 11, starting at verse 9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? I picture myself standing at the door with hand raised, positioned for a knock, but I stop midair. As I stand at the door, my mind is in conflict, wondering if I even dare try. Maybe I can work this out on my own, I think. This can be a visual of our prayer life at times. We have blessings for which to be grateful, sins that weigh heavily, struggles that cause pain or worry. We work and work to get through things on our own. When we're at our last straw, that faith light bulb comes on. I need to go to God in prayer. What took so long? And then I read the words for today's devotion where Jesus is telling us to ask, seek, and knock. He's telling me to come to him in prayer. Why do I wait so long? Prayer, such a simple thing. It's sharing with God what's on our heart, right? That's true, but it's more than that. You may have been reminded that prayer is not intended to be like ordering at a restaurant, expecting God to fill our order. God wants us to pray. He wants us to pray for things he wants to give us. When a young child comes to you and asks for something, you make a decision based on what you think is best for the child. Oh, how God's desire for our prayers and his answer for us is even stronger. Our prayers are based entirely on the unique and unearned relationship we have with God our Father. Prayer is not trying to convince God to give us what we want, but rather to grow in our understanding of what God wants for us. God also loves when we come to him again and again. As we pray, we watch and wait in hope for God's response. If we're honest, we're often waiting for God to answer the way we want him to answer. The prayer of a faith-filled heart knows that God's answer to our prayers, whether the answer is yes, no, or not now, comes from his heart, full of a love for us that we cannot comprehend. Even more than a loving parent, God wants what's best for us, and his response to our prayers always comes from that love. Knowing that, we can go to him with complete confidence and trust. We can pray boldly. We can also pray for God to help us to grow in our understanding and trust for his will for our lives. So, walk right up to that door without any hesitation. Ask. God wants to hear your prayer. Seek his will. He wants you to grow in faith in him. Knock on the door, trusting that God will always respond in his way out of love for you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, forgive me when I'm hesitant in my prayers. Help me to trust you completely and pray with boldness, with confidence, and with trust in your answer to my prayers. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.